what they're raising awareness of is very often inaccurate. There's this idea that there aren't any shoes anywhere in the developing world, especially not in Africa, and I have people get onto my blog really convinced that shoes are not available. And this is incorrect. There are shoes available everywhere. There are shoemakers. There are people selling shoes. There are flip-flops. There are all types of shoes. People feel like they're having a positive impact, but really they're generating this misperception. They're passing the misperception on to an even larger audience.
Is there something better that we could all be doing besides taking off our shoes? What would your vision be?
I've done a counter campaign two years in a row now, and this year's counter campaign, we're really focusing on local champions, on local voices, on really starting to try to hear from people living in those communities what their real challenges are, what their real hopes and desires, and what they're trying to accomplish, trying to get past this white and shining armor, this outsider coming in to rescue the local people, the Westerners being able to make the difference.
Some people would say, well, you know, even if Tom's Shoes isn't doing everything that it could, it's a company, it's not a charity, and if they give away a pair of shoes, then that's great. Is there any negative side to actually this one-for-one charity model? Is it actually hurting people living in the developing world?
It is, and most people don't realize this. They believe that, you know, people living in poverty need everything, and if you give them things, that's great. But what's actually happening is you've got people in that local area trying very hard to make a living, you know, making shoes or selling shoes. If you bring in donated goods and you flood that market with free goods and you give everyone shoes, what you've done is you have outcompeted those local sellers who are trying to make a living. You've made it so that they suddenly have far fewer people purchasing their shoes. Now, some people will argue, well, the people don't have money to buy those shoes. But what if Tom's or any of these other organizations, instead of flooding the market with donated goods, went in and purchased those shoes locally?
Or perhaps set up their company in that local community so that they were employing local people?
And there are a lot of shoe companies now that have started doing it. There's an ethical shoe movement right now where a lot of people are creating shoes in the local community, that not only do they sell in the local community, but then they also sell to the export market. And so that does create local jobs.
And has Tom's responded at all to this kind of criticism? Do you think that they will change their business practices or their model?
There is a slight movement in what I would consider to be the right direction, but it's nothing that they want to advertise. It's nothing that they want to build their business model on. In Ethiopia, they do have a local shoe manufacturer that creates shoes that are appropriate for that local community, and they're very different than the shoes that Tom's will market to you. And I'd like to see that moving in more of a direction, and more of that happening, but they don't publicize it. They don't argue for it. They're very much still in the buy one, give one. We're putting shoes on feet, the children's feet, and you're not doing anything but criticizing from an armchair.
So what's your general advice to someone who wants to give be? You know, separate whether you want to give because it makes you feel good from actually helping on the ground.
And that's very difficult. That would be my advice, to try to take your personal motivations out of your giving. And it's hard because we connect who we give with our sense of ourself and what projects make us feel good. But to try to take your personal motivations out of it, instead, putting yourself in the position of the people on the receiving end. If you're in a country with 80% unemployment rate, is having your kid receive a pair of shoes what you'd want? Or if there's an alternative, what is that alternative? Would you rather have a job?